This is the One Piece Podcast, a very special episode going through a few big announcements. My name is Zach.
My name is Ed.
And on today's show, it's just the two of us, but we have some really big news. I just told Ed about it so I could actually use this moment to explain all the ins and outs. We are going to be live at the City Winery in New York City on April 14th at 3 p.m. for a live show. This isn't like a convention show or us on a street corner talking about One Piece to random people like we usually do. This is real life. We're real life people. We're going to be there. You could actually see us and meet us. Again, that's at the City Winery in New York City.
Tickets on sale in what? Two, three days.
Well, as of us sitting here, it will be on sale Friday, March 22nd at noon, Eastern. So your time in, Chicago, that would be 11 a.m. Central. See, I'm good at this time conversion thing.
Maybe. Well, fortunately for me, I won't have to buy a ticket because I'll probably be there. Probably.
And yeah, and not only will you not need to buy a ticket, you would be on the stage.
That's right.
But we will still charge you double the price for that. But that's just for Ed. So no one else needs to worry about
it. Hey, I subscribe to my own Patreon.
That's so true. Yeah. No, we're not charging. We're not charging, Ed. Don't worry, everyone. But yeah, please check us out. Alex will hopefully be there as well. Brodsky may, I believe will also be there. Mike Patton, maybe others. We'll see. So check us out again at the City Winery. That's on Pier 57 in Manhattan, 25 11th Avenue. So check that out. April 14th, tickets go on sale March 22nd. The other big news. So that was the good news. Now I could do the bad news. I know I'm supposed to do that the opposite way usually, but here we are. The bad news is that it looks like Oda will be on break for 3 weeks. This is coordinating with times for the American Shonen Jump. March 31st, April 7th, and April 14th. That last week corresponds with that live show we just talked about. We will be publishing our SBS review of Volume 108. I believe we also will have an interview with Colleen Klinkenbeer during that time. And we'll have the live show that we just mentioned available after we do it live, obviously, for those who live in faraway lands that want to hear us but don't want to see us for some reason.
And then it's back for 2 weeks, and then it's the manga's off again for a double issue on May 5th.
Yes. All that to say, Luffy's birthday, May 5th, there won't be a chapter that day. But the 2 weeks intervening, I could at least say we will have very special guests, Casey Green and Cohen Edenfield. If you don't know their work, you do know their work, whether you know it or not. And they also do a D&D podcast called Skull Tenders, which you should check out. Very excited for that show. So that'll be our comeback show after the manga's off for all of that time. Those were the announcements. Ed, you made that a lot easier for me. I know I didn't let you say anything.
I made sure I got my shit in, so we're good.
Okay, good. So I appreciate it. Until then, though, please, again, get some tickets.
Looking forward to seeing all of you there.
Me too. I love seeing people in person. It's been a long time. I forgot what it's like. So check it out, onepiecepodcast.com to find all the information or any of our social media. Or check it out at citywinery.com. There's a listing for the New York City venue. And I think Kevin Nealon is going to be there pretty soon. So it's like a real venue with real people. And we'll be the real people on April 14th. We'll see you then, everyone.
See you then.
Hi, I'm Steve Yerko.
And I'm Tara Sands.
Now available from Maji Media is our new podcast, 4Kids Flashback. 4Kids is the company who brought you the English dub of Pokemon in the late 90s and so many other shows like Yu-Gi-Oh!, Shaman King, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Kirby, the infamous One Piece dub, and so many more.
We'll be talking to the people who worked at 4Kids. Actors, directors, writers, editors, producers, engineers, you get the point. And hopefully get the answers to questions both you and I have about the company.
I actually worked there as a voice actor on some of the shows.
And I was a kid watching the shows and remember way more than Tara does.
And thank God for that. Steve is actually a professional storyboard artist, which gives some really unique insights into anime and animation. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts. That's the number 4 Kids Flashback.
If you love anime and D&D, check out Warlock. It's the story of me, Nova Ravenwood, a young woman born without magic who forms a pact with a mysterious being for power. Set in a fantasy world of adventure, dragons, and powerful sorcerers, the story unfolds like an anime for your ears.
And don't forget about our muscular hunk of a classmate, me, Ren. Too bad this is audio only, otherwise you could see that I'm flexing my arms off over here.
Are you seriously interrupting the ad? You moron! Sorry, we'll get out of your way.
Wait, hang on. I haven't even told them about my amazing powers. I guess I should describe myself a little bit more first. First thing, I don't wear a shirt.
Thanks, Briar! Join the quest and listen to Warlock wherever you get your podcasts. Or visit warlockpod.com for more information.